What pieces do you have planned for the performance?
We have a really varied program. We try to kind of keep things as diverse as possible over our hour or so that we have to perform. So we'll do a little bit of earlier music from the 17th and 18th centuries by Henry Purcell and Handel and Bach. And then we'll do some songs from the 19th century when a lot of composers were really discovering and remaking the form of songs for voice and piano that as a tradition that continues on to today. So we'll do some in French and some in German by Chausson, Fauré, and Robert Schumann. And we'll do a couple of opera arias, which everybody, you know, we can say the O word. Opera is scary to some people, but last night in our concert in Sitka, we had a really great response from some audience members who think that they don't know anything about opera, but absolutely were carried away by the excitement and the music, and we may have made a convert. So I encourage anyone who might be spooked by that not to be. And we'll finish the program with some American songs by Cole Porter and George Gershwin, which should be familiar to most audience members and which we love very much.
You are performing, is it a Mozart opera this year in France?
Yes, that's right. I'm actually in between two stints working on the same piece in different cities. The opera by Mozart is Die Entführung aus dem Saal, which is one of his somewhat later operas, and he really has figured out how to write so brilliantly for the voice by then. So it's been a big challenge for me and a big pleasure. The name of my character is Constanza, and she's involved in a love triangle that has her singing many, many notes. In fact, this is the piece that in the movie Amadeus, the famous line is the emperor saying to Mozart, "Well, it's very nice, but there are too many notes." And this is the piece that they were referring to. So it's a big challenge, but for me, it's a lot of fun. And it's been great fun also to be in France for longer working periods. I learned French in North Carolina public schools when I was growing up, and it turns out I got quite a good grounding in it. So it's been fun to get to use my languages. And it's a 10-hour time difference between France and Alaska. So that's been the hardest part of all of this to adjust, but we're doing okay.
Anything else important to highlight about the performance here in Petersburg?
I would just encourage you to come, even if you've never heard a classical concert before. We do everything we can to make it accessible, no matter what your background is. If you already love classical music, I think you'll definitely love it. And if you've never heard it before, we will give lots of background and try to keep it really fun and lively. And we hope to see as many people there as possible and to meet you in person.